The weather is quiet as we transition from Thursday afternoon to Thursday evening. A cold front will cross the area tonight into tomorrow. That will bring us a shot of cool air for Saturday before seasonable temperatures return for the second half of the weekend. We're looking at a nice late Thursday afternoon and early Thursday evening across eastern New York and western New England. We've had a couple of clouds fly by through the day. That's with a warm front that is coming through the region. That warm front is attached to a storm, a low-pressure system, that is working its way across Canada. The warm front will push off to our east tonight, so temperatures overnight will not be especially cold. In fact, they'll be pretty mild for this time of year. We're targeting lows right around 40 degrees. Now, later tonight, that storm system continues to track off to the east in Canada, and its trailing cold front will approach our area from the northwest. So clouds will increase as the night moves along. And before daybreak, we are looking at the chance for some showers, especially in areas north and west of the capital region, and it may be cold enough across the higher terrain for some wet snow to mix in. Moving into the day tomorrow, that front will work from northwest to southeast across our area. As the front comes through, though, it will tend to dry up. Basically, it'll evaporate overhead. So in the morning, we'll have clouds and still the chance for some lingering showers, especially from the capital region on north and west. Then as we go through the second half of the day, we'll see drier air come in. Skies will turn partly sunny. It is going to be a windy day. We'll have gusts at times up around 30 miles per hour out of the northwest, and those gusts will bring down some cooler air from the north, so temperatures tomorrow across the north will be mainly in the 40s or near 50 in the capital region. It's still mild farther south, where it will take more time for that cold front to pass. Then on Saturday, the front will be down to our south. We'll have high pressure build in across Canada and through the Great Lakes. We have a one-day cool shot on Saturday, and then temperatures will bounce back to near 50 by Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers late and possible snow showers in the higher terrain, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny, windy, with highs in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers late, possible snow showers in the high terrain, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then partly sunny, windy, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and mild, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, low around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a morning shower, then partly sunny, windy, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, windy, and cool, high 38 to 46, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and seasonable, high 48 to 54. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.